This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. I think we can say with a good bit of certainty that Apple's stock will be the most closely watched on Tuesday. Apple's expected to unveil three new iPhones at its annual product event Tuesday, and while two are believed to be incremental upgrades to the current iPhone 7 line, the third is expected to be a redesigned phone with quite a few new features. Apple stock has risen sharply in anticipation of this third new iPhone and the sales it could generate. How much more upside exists for Apple stock? Joining us from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher. Dan, some numbers first. As we speak, by about how much has Apple stock risen this year?
It's up about 40% this year, and it would need to gain roughly another 20% if it wants to get if it were to bring the company to this kind of magic milestone of having a market capitalization of $1 trillion.
And it's
that's about how far they are.
Right. It's never hit that mark.
It never has. No company has. It would be if Apple's the one that's conceivably got the best chance of doing it, obviously, because they're the largest now. So if they will very likely get there first. You know, it's hard to know if that'll happen sooner or later.
The stock has risen a lot this year. Can this new iPhone conceivably get the company to that $1 trillion milestone?
I think it'll depend a lot on how investors interpret how well, you know, does the new device look like something fantastic that a lot of people will upgrade to. And then in the months ahead, in the days after these events, Apple stock tends to kind of slip or stay flat because a lot of people are just kind of evaluating. But generally, the stock picks up in the months after these iPhone unveils. But it's also a very cyclical stock, so it also tends to turn at some point downwards. We saw that after iPhone 5, after iPhone 6. It's entirely possible. I think very likely it does so again. So whether it does that before it hits this kind of limit or after, it's really hard to say. I think probably it will not hit that because hitting that on anywhere near the current estimates that are around Apple right now would put the stock at, you know, what's essentially a record high valuation, at least over the last maybe 7 or 8 years. And that's what I don't see as likely, at least, you know, over the next few months.
I'm speaking with Dan Gallagher of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening, everyone. Dan, doesn't Apple face potential hurdles? The redesigned iPhone is expected to go for around $1,000. Also, what is the story at this point with reported production snafus?
Well, I mean, from what we hear, the redesigned phone that'll have, you know, that'll have a lot of the new stuff is going to be production constrained, I think, at least for a few months. That's what the current reports tend to say. So that may limit the sales of it and also this high price tag. So those are a lot of unknowns we don't really know how to quantify right yet. We'll see what the price is going to be, you know, what's their projected launch date, and then over a few months we'll see kind of what the availability is. I think it's probably why it'll at least spread out this upgrade cycle longer than we've seen, because if there's a lot of people that really want that new device and are willing to wait, they'll wait it out. And so you might see, you know, most iPhone sales tend to happen in the December quarter. But right now, there's a lot of, from what I think, a lot more sales are going to get pushed out into next year, into the March quarter, possibly even later, depending on where these production shortages fall.
Well, if there's any hedging on the date, I've heard something like September 22nd. Couldn't the stock fall if there's any uncertainty?
Well, the stock will, I'm sure, go up and down in the days after this event. Like I said, I think historically, in the few days after, the stock tends to go down. When I write for investors, I try to give them a little bit more of a longer term view because, you know, in the day trades, it's always hard to predict. I think ultimately over the next few months, the stock is probably going to go up. That's what the data suggests, and because this is going to be a big upgrade cycle, I think we're going to see that. It's hard to know exactly what percentage. I just think hitting that trillion mark is going to be kind of a stretch.
Is there any speculation about how the iPhone is going to figure into Apple's earnings for next year?
Well, iPhone tends to account for the majority of their earnings already. You know, it's more than, I think about 2/3 of revenue, roughly. And it's one of their most profitable products. So it's a huge factor. And then when, you know, depending on how many, you know, this will be a higher priced device, and then what percentage of iPhone buyers go with that device, and what kind of profits that offer, that can alter the picture somewhat. But again, we have to see like kind of what the price is and what demand turns out being for the new device to kind of have a firm idea of how that'll impact.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us from San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.